Motherfuckers, it's Adam O. All I want is a vegan woman. All I want is a vegan woman. I wanna meet her. I wanna greet her. I wanna feel her bones crack in half when I hug her. All I want is a vegan woman. All I want is a vegan woman. No more fruitcake for your birthday. No more fruitcake for your birthday. I wanna eat meat off of your body. I wanna eat meat off of your body. Everybody, all I want is a vegan woman. All I want is a vegan woman. Good morning, boys and girls. This is the Adam O Podcast. I'm Adam O. I lost my pinwheels. Today we have a very special podcast here. You're listening to Skid Row Studios. That's right, Skid Row Studios. It's an honor to be back. We took off a couple weeks now to get the shit going. Shit it on the wall. Stick it, fuck it, and make it stick, motherfuckers. You're listening to Adam O. It's 1 a.m. You're probably sleeping, fucking, doing some drugs. It's all good, my friends. My cereal bunch, crunch, crunch, crunch. Hey, it's like a college DJ at Santa Monica City College. Hey, I'm falling apart like a cheap suit, trying too hard. All right, I'll chill down. Echo Park, Silver Lake, downtown heroin junkies, all my motherfuckers in the studio. This makes it an interesting podcast at minute one when you're lighting up a cigarette and your girlfriend's tits start to fall out of her ass. Ooh, energy, man, energy. A lot on my mind, guys. Let me calm down. Let me turn down my microphone. Breathe. Breathe in, everybody. Breathe out. So, I had a stripper on this show. I had Brody Stevens with the positive energy on the stro. I had a lot of guests on the show. TJ Miller. Had my mother, my father. Even had my sister on the show once. Talked about my kids' shows in the past. Wasn't too long of a past. But it was a past. As Mitch Hedberg once said, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. So take your time, kids. Get under the sheets. Get warm. It's a summer. It's a summer of hot John Candy weather. Good morning, sunshine. And now it's time to chill the fuck out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're listening to Skid Row Studios. Today on the Adam O Podcast, I have a terrific band. In my eyes, they're the next White Stripes. Even cooler, down to earth, chill, local band. Silver Lake all the way to Echo Park, all the way to downtown. They're going to be playing live for us momentarily. But in the meantime, let's say hello to the terrific Mod Pod, everybody. Mod Pod.
Mod Pods.
Mod Pods.
Plural.
Mod Pods, everybody.
One so, word. Mod Pod.
Guys, it's an honor to be here.
It is an honor.
It
to
is.
Be here. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
hey. So we're drinking milk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, let me introduce myself. I don't have an assistant, but I have the intern Mindy. I'm Adam O. What's your name, young lady?
I'm Myriad Slitz.
Slitz. What a rock and roll name. You know, I heard you sing before.
Uh-huh.
I heard you sing at the Hedgehog Cafe in Echo Park,
mm-hmm.
and it blew my mind. I saw some soul that danced. It was mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah.
And of course, your partner is an amazing musician. Plays all sorts of musical instruments.
He's the real talent in the band.
I'm not going to say he's the real talent, but I'm going to say that you guys make a dynamic duo. Please welcome Daniel, her assistant. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing pretty damn well. How are you?
I'm rocking and rolling, man. It's very nice to be back here. We have a lot of listeners. And so momentarily, when you guys are ready, I want you guys to play your new set for us because you guys do have a show. This Saturday night at Casey's Irish Pub in downtown LA at 613 South Gate. South Grand Avenue. I don't know what I'm saying, but it's 613 South Grand Avenue, Los Angeles, 90017. That's a free show. They'll be playing at 10 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome live on the Adam Oak podcast, the Mod Pods.
Oh, okay. I think this first song is called Elephant Stampede. It's about elephants becoming friends and making things together. Give. We made it. We tried it. We made it. It's ours. Take, 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 take. We made it. We tried it.
That was outstanding.
Thank you. The next song is called, what's the next song? Imaginary Duet song. A song about two people. This song's supposed to be sung by two people.
But I couldn't find a duet partner,
so I sing it by myself. Me, but maybe
against my time. Leave now. I say no. I can't stay. Your mother says so. Out the window, out the window.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Boys and girls, this is a real treat. You have no idea. This is absolutely incredible. They're blowing up. They're on they're right there, guys. So right. This Friday night at Casey's Irish Pub in downtown. Take it away, guys.
We're here. The song is called Kill. The song is written, it's like a girl's love letter to the boy who sang Psycho Killer. That's what this song is.
A push and shout, or give me a thought. A push and give, don't ever try to live. The don't begin, just try it again. No, maybe I can't, cause without you there's no shove. I wanna kill for days. I wanna give loans, even in a slight way. Won't you move on in and try it? Who cares? We will never believe. I want to teach you. I wanna kill for days and be real. It's my only arrangement. Oh, oh. Be real. It's my only escape. A push, a greet, a kiss me. A try and grow for hope. No rope. I'm gonna give it away. Won't you just try it just for today? I wanna shank everything that you got. You cannot knock my level of tough. I wanna shank everything that you got. You cannot knock my level of tough. I wanna kill for days and be real. It's my only arrangement. I wanna kill for days and be real. My only escape.
Outrageous, guys.
Outrageous.
Boys and girls, let's just take a minute. I just want to catch everybody up that's listening to this wonderful program here at the Atomo Podcast. We have the Mod Pods. This is incredible. This is starting summer off right. If you want to call in the show live and speak to one of us, please call 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. Now, before you guys play your next song, I just want to ask you a question so far. I have chills. You have no idea. This is amazing. Really? And I understand that the podcast, the radio, it's a little different from playing a live show. You don't get that instant satisfaction of knowing what you're doing. But just wait till the playback. You might even get chills yourselves. But let me ask you guys a question. So what genre of music do you consider your music to be?
What do you think, Daniel? Oh, you can't. We always say computer dance punk.
Computer dance punk. And now let's talk about your style. Not only are you computer dance punk, you guys both have outrageous style. I love it. Every time I see you guys, describe what you're wearing right now. So
I'm wearing a splatter dress and brown shoes.
Nice.
No jewelry, though. That's kind of...
Yeah, usually you wear glasses, don't you?
Yeah, they're right here. It's not.
Song 4.
Yeah, maybe I should put them on.
Rock and roll. And Daniel, describe what you're wearing today.
I'm I'm looking a little bit like a fierce cholo.
Daniel brings the That's fierceness. That's my standard.
Nice. Always. Well, we'll be right back after this next song with the wonderful Mod Pods.
This, this is called Preggers.
These constant days, one by one, we fight and still without a sound, but we don't want to. If it's not you to hate me, someone else will do that for you. We are not here to please, someone else can do that for you. These constant days, one by one, we fight and lure in all our friends. We feel secure when we stand still without a sound, but we don't want to. If it's not you to hate me, someone
song?
Yes.
That song is about, it's called Preggers, but it's not about being pregnant.
What's it about?
It's about having friends together and constantly being pregnant with ideas.
Dude, right on. Positive energy. Yeah. Really dig that.
Yeah, thanks.
No, that's where it's at. Now tell us, what inspired you guys to make music together?
Well, for me, I always wanted to make music. And I always tried to start bands with my guy friends because I had a lot of guy friends that played music, but that never happened or they didn't want to. So when I moved to New York for a year, when I went to vacation for a year, I got this computer program and just kind of started messing around with it. And then I decided I had nothing to lose, so I kind of made up a band for myself, so that I wouldn't have to ask other people to join.
Word. And now, how long have you guys known each other? And, how did you guys meet?
Ooh, we met a long time ago in, 2001 in theater school. That's right, theater school.
We're from the theater.
No, I can see that, because you guys both have this, style of performance that's that needs to be back in today's musical world of the performer versus, people that just stand and watch music. I notice a lot of great music out there is great in the studio, but when you see them live, they don't have that jazz, And I saw you guys live once, which I usually could see the future. And I saw that spark of electricity of something that's you know, very, very ready to happen again. So that makes sense, theaters.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I'd like to put on a show.
Now, are you guys with a record label?
Our own.
Concentration Mouth Records.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this show, you need to help this band out and get them on a major record label.
Yeah, because this we're lying.
This is the Mod Pods. No.
Because there is no Concentration Mouth Records.
Well, I mean, what do you guys do to get loose? I mean, to get in the spirit of music. I mean, do you have a ritual before a show?
Before a show?
I usually dry heave. I dry heave a lot, and then Daniel makes fun of me. And then my friends who are there make fun of me and they say, why do you always dry heave? That's usually my ritual.
I don't even know what dry heave means.
It's when you go,
She gets all nervous and tries to throw up. Like, her body won't let her.
But I won't throw up because there's no reason to throw up. Nice. That's what dry heaving is.
Nice. And how did you come up with the name Mod Pods?
A very long time ago, I used to have an MP3 player, and it was when iPods were coming out, and I had this cheap little MP3 player, and I used to call it my Mod Pod. And then it became the band name. I added an S at the end.
And took out the.
Very, very cool. Do you guys have any, I mean, day jobs at the moment?
I work with kids and make art.
I'm a full-time student, and I work at a coffee house. Did you know that about me, Adam?
You know, I did, actually. I go to your coffee house quite often, actually. The Hedgehog. A wonderful cafe in Echo Park.
Yes, indeed.
Plug. All right. So, this has been an absolute treat, and I keep comparing you guys to the White Stripes.
No.
However, just something about, like, the future is gonna, it's gonna hold a lot with this duo, and you'd be surprised. So, in the meantime... Let me sip on this milk while you guys blow our minds.
Okay, well.
We'll try.
na 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 na. Will you still love me tomorrow? I don't want to try too hard, try too hard. I fall down. When I fall down, they all laugh, scrape it up to make a joke. Go to bed, I lose hope, now it's dead. I will never find it right, find it right. When the cold can whisper in, creep beneath and nestle in, then it's time to wash your skin, boil it up and give yourself a good rinse. Go unclean yourself. Ha! You never know real pain, you fight hard to feel no strain. Run away from all that fight, speed me up, but I won't. Don't want me to. In the darkest of cities, I lay wide awake after man one last chance. Knock it down and lift back up. Masochist, it goes right up. It's not hard to wake you up. I can't wait to ever shack you up. You want me to? I'm frightening in a look. Nothing stands to me when I mock. All these sightings mistake you. You pretend to me no thoughtless crew. To hurt me, to hurt me. In the darkest of cities, I lay wide awake after men one less chance.
Outrageous. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're just tuning into this program, you're listening to the incredible Mod Pods. This is the Adamo Podcast at Skid Row Studios. I just got a text from my friend Danielle that wants you guys to play on her birthday show at the Satellite on July 17th at 9 p.m.
Done.
Booked. Outrageous. What do you guys say?
Duh.
Should I text her back?
Text her back. We'll do.
All right. It's a yes, Danielle. If you're listening to this, I'm also going to text you through my portable iPhone. Once
another
again.
Another plug.
Another plug. This is happening all night. This is Plug City Central, downtown L.A., Skid Row Studios you're listening to. I want to give a big thanks to our wonderful sound engineer, Mindy. Everybody, Mindy.
Hey.
Thank you so much, Mindy, for helping set up this terrific band, bringing them into this special edition of the Adamo Podcast.
Thanks, Mindy.
And you could also see the Mod Pods this Saturday night at Casey's Irish Pub. Once again, that's at 613 South Grand Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90017. And of course, the free show at 10 p.m. You could go backstage, tell them you heard them on my show,
yeah, we'll
and they'll
backstage.
Give you free tickets. The show's free. However, That's playing, how we do it here.
We're playing with this awesome band called Planets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell us about Planets.
They have a residency at KC that ends on Saturday, actually. So we're playing the final night. Planets is an awesome band.
Yeah, they have shadow puppets and contortionists and rock and roll.
What do you mean by shadow puppets?
Like shadow
puppets.
Just
what you heard.
Like, I'm digging this. What now, are you guys opening or closing the show?
We're opening. And this show is actually kind of important to us. I don't know if I should even be sharing this.
Yeah, go ahead. It's fun.
Are you kidding me? Please share.
This is the kind of band we are. Here we go. Go for it.
This is the first Saturday night show that is being given to us that isn't being done because we're throwing a party ourselves Saturday night. And it's kind of important to us because usually the only way we get to play is because we throw art parties and then we play our own art parties.
Well, your luck's about to change. America, did you hear that? Yes, you're getting booked as you speak.
Awesome.
I will be there. Absolutely. Yay. I hope all my listeners will be there as well. Mindy, awesome. You going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. There you go. That's 2 plus 1,000. All right. So let me ask you another question.
Yes.
So what can you tell us about the instruments you use, Daniel? I mean, tell us about your instruments, and of course, we'll get to your lovely voice momentarily.
So, I think the best thing about these instruments is that they belong to a former Mod Podz member named
Peach Snapple, and she's the greatest, and
she's
love her
best.
And miss her very much.
That is her Jagstang over there. That's right, the Kurt Cobain designed Jagstang. Have you heard of him?
Of course, yes.
I know what you're talking about.
I knew you would. And then this pink bass is also hers.
Wait, let's go back to what you said you know he would. I kind of glossed that, actually. Tell us a little bit more about that.
What'd you say?
You said I was a little confused on what you just brought up. You know? Okay.
Anyway,
moving on.
So, yeah. And then I have a drum set that I play sometimes, but not in this studio. You'll see a drum set on Saturday if you go to the show.
Now,
to
perfect a set like this in a podcast studio, not even in a live arena, I mean, this must take a terrific amount of time to rehearse. Tell us about your rehearsal schedules.
We try to rehearse as much as we can.
When we're coming up to a show, we usually rehearse.
Like 3 or 4 times a week?
3 or 4 times a week.
Twice a night.
Nice. Now, are you feeling accomplished with what's happening in the movement of your musical careers?
Well, we're in a studio.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yes.
We're going to have a Saturday night show. We're in a radio station.
I think constant evolution is for sure when you're constantly working at it.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Now, what do you fear most about the Los Angeles musical scene that takes place all around us? And with your tremendous talents, I mean, what fears you? I'm a comedian. I have a lot of fears against going up against the big boys, even though I know I got it.
I don't think I fear anything.
You're so brave. I
get angry a lot, but I don't think...
What's kind of...
Well, anger is a fear.
Is it?
It's a formula of a fear.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. It's hard to get shows. We want more band friends.
We need more band friends.
I think Mindy's in a band.
Yes,
are you a band?
Awesome. Yes, awesome.
Will you be my band friend?
Yes.
Totally
we totally
band
want
friend.
Band friends, like so bad. I know it sounds kind of sad, but we try to make band friends.
I think actually when we met Planets, the lead singer was like, we need more band friends.
Yeah,
like,
even so
know
maybe
exactly
it's,
what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, am I not your band friend?
Yes.
Are you in a band, Adam O?
You're our Adam O friend.
I mean, I'm a type of a band. It might not be a musical band, but it's
you're a band
friend. Tap and song. And
the answer is
dance.
Yes.
I think,
you.
We want to hang out with bands and like be like, yeah, let's play shows.
Let's all play shows.
Because right now, it's like Daniel's in a band and I'm in a band and we're each other's band friends and he's in my band.
So we know about your instruments and we know about the secrets and the laughs behind the instruments. Is that right, Slits?
Huh? Sorry.
Oh, that was wonderful. So tell us about your voice. I mean, what type of training did it take to develop an extraordinary voice like that?
Do tell.
Please tell us. Did you go to London and study under the Shakespeare Royal Academy?
Maybe from the theater school that I went to, I had a very amazing theater voice teacher.
Hang that thought 1 second. It sounds like we're getting a call.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, everyone out there in Radio Land?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Moe.
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
Very well, thank you, sir. What could we do for you?
Well, I was listening to you guys talking about, you know, band friends and stuff like that. That's an interesting topic. I feel exactly the same way.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm in a band myself.
Awesome.
Hang out.
What's your name?
My name is Manny.
Okay. Well, you're with the terrific Mod Pods right now, and why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, Manny.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey.
How's it going?
You want a party?
We all should play a show together.
Yeah, let's do it.
What kind of band?
What's your band's name?
Dangerously Sleazy.
Oh, Dangerously Sleazy. Nice.
It better be.
It better be Dangerously Sleazy.
Where do you play?
We play places like the Redwood. We'll play like Vlad the Retailers. We used to play. We have another band called Azteca Frame. We usually play a little softer, a little more radio friendly.
Well, things are happening right now.
Yeah,
as
become
we speak.
Our Facebook friends, and then we'll message each other and we'll go to each other's shows. For reals.
Sure, I can do that right now. What are you guys called again?
Well, we're under individual Facebook people because we're kind of
look for Myriad Slits.
Myriad Slits, MYRIAD Slits, SLITS.
Cool.
Yeah.
I still think you need to just go by Slits. It's a rock and roll to the fullest. Slits is epic.
Yeah, but Slits
Elvis,
is epic
Slits,
because there's, yeah.
Gaga?
There's already been the Slits, so I cannot just be Slits.
All right. Well, are you going to their show on Saturday, sir?
Yeah. Saturday.
We're playing at Casey's Irish Pub at 10 p.m. It's a free show.
Where is that? Say that again?
That's Casey's Irish Pub in downtown off of Broadway.
Oh. Okay,
grand,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh yeah, free is always the magic word.
Yeah,
right?
free.
And then come up to us afterwards and be like, "Hey, it's me, Manny." And we'll be like, "Manny,
my band friend."
Yeah, I'll show up with Mindy. Mindy will come with me.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. There you go.
Awesome.
You guys, do you guys know each other? Mindy, do you know this gentleman?
I know him a little bit.
Very, very cool.
So our dreams are coming true.
let me ask you a question, Manny.
Yeah.
So far, have you tuned into the whole program, or just did you catch a couple other songs, or at least one of them?
I haven't caught a song yet. I kind of tuned in maybe like 7-8 minutes ago.
Okay, so you just got to the part where they need more band friends.
Yeah, I tuned in right.
Well, I'll tell
like,
you
hey,
what. Call back after this next song and tell us what you think, Manny. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right, take it away, guys. Thanks, Manny.
I'm kind of nervous because I don't know.
I don't want to disappoint Manny.
I don't want to disappoint Manny, but this is our last song, actually. And it's called the Ting Tong Song. Should I say what it's about?
Of course.
Oh, dear. This song is about a girl explaining to her boyfriend that she wants to break up with that, sorry, boyfriend, I just kind of love my dildo more. My vibrator.
That's more of the spirit of the Atomo vibe.
Really? Okay. So I hope I don't offend Manny, though, but that's what this song's about.
Rock and roll.
Let's go. Last one. I believe in dollar batteries. They always give a new start. I'm surprised you even thought you could win this over. Just because I looked alone, you thought it'd be easy. Well, you can't converse and you don't dance. I don't walk in heels and I won't romance. I say what I want, I grab what I feel. Nah, who needs a heart when there's pleasure? I measure it. Tension on my mind. Who needs a heart? Oh, when there's pleasure. Who needs a heart? Oh, when there's pleasure. I don't want nobody. I don't want nobody. You're the one that has it shoes. You're the one that has it shoes. I don't want nobody. I don't want nobody. You're the one that has it shoes. You're the one that has it shoes. My ears are really sweaty.
Woo! Yes.
Thank you.
And that completes the live set from the wonderful Mod Pods.
It's like my ears have swimming.
That was a kind of sexual song.
You brought it up
me.
Again? The ear sweat?
There's little tingles in my body.
I'm a classy lady.
Yeah, I'm a classy gentleman. And
vibrators and ear sweat.
Ear sweat. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, you got me a little sweaty.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
So very, very cool. That completes your live set. Let's go back to your voice a little bit because we got a phone call at the time, and I hope Manny calls back shortly. So tell us about your training.
Voice. But I do not want to be your band friend.
You know, you got to change that outlook. Hey, Manny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Manny, take it away.
Well, you know, you have a really good voice.
Thank you.
Way better than, you know, most voices out there, especially mine. I'm jealous.
Oh.
That's one thing I really do like is, you know, just someone with a really nice voice because it's very hard to come by.
You hitting on me.
Proud of yourself.
I'm totally playing.
So, Manny, as an overall standpoint, listening to this wonderful band, was it her voice that captivated you or was it the overall sound vibrations, the whole unit package?
It was the package, you know, overall, but, you know, mostly the voice because the voice kind of, you know, seemed to drive it.
Very, very cool. Are you single, Slits?
It's very, 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 very complicated.
So, yes. Yes, she is.
All right.
So, yes.
Very, very cool. And, Daniel, are you single?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but now you're going to be entering a new age of people knocking on your door after this show.
Bedroom door.
It better be.
Very, very cool. All right, Manny, any other questions about to Daniel or Slits?
I just want to wish you guys a happy night and, you know, keep rocking out, doing your thing.
Thank you.
I'm going to, you know, hit this pipe, smoke a bowl. And
nice.
I wish I could do that in the studio right now.
Yes.
Lucky.
Very cool, man. Well, thanks, brother. And I hope you'd enjoyed the show that you listened to. Keep listening to Skid Row Studios. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I'll keep listening, man. Do your thing later on.
Thank you.
All right, man. So that's cool, man. You guys got a fan. You got a show now at the Satellite, formerly the Spaceland.
No. No. What? Oh, yeah. That's what we did get. Remember earlier we got a gig?
Oh, yeah.
So things are happening. Saturday sounds amazing. You're playing with a puppet band or a shadow puppet band. And what are they called?
Playing planets.
They're called planets.
You guys should definitely see planets.
Yes. It will be a lot of fun.
So where have you performed in Los Angeles?
Where have we? We've performed at the Airliner a couple of times. We performed, did you ever hear of the Unknown Theater when it was on Hollywood? I don't know if it's there anymore.
Oh, yeah. They stopped doing it.
Yeah, they stopped. We've performed mostly, our friend Nestor, his mom owns a little tiny, probably the size of this studio, a 99-cent store on Santee Alley, and late at night, we go in there and we play for people. So we've played on Santee Alley. I live in a gallery, Galleria Obscura, and we've played there. Is there anywhere else that we've played?
No legitimate spaces.
No, not really. Oh, the Hedgehog, duh.
Oh,
duh,
nice.
The
Hedgehog.
Now, what was your favorite venue you played at?
Probably my house.
Yeah, because we have all the control there.
I want to go to your house.
Actually, one of my favorite shows was the first time we played the 99-cent store because it was very... It's late at night, and if you've ever been to Santee Alley late at night, everything is closed. And we had friends there, and it was like we owned the whole street, and it was so much fun. And everyone put on these little toy bows that they bought at the 99-cent store, and it was a very secret. It was like this tiny little secret, but it felt really, really big.
Sounds like the Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Breakfast Show.
Little secret, which is very big.
Yes.
Future plans to come.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, that was really cool. You guys came to the show. Mm-hmm. It was really rock and roll.
After we met. Yes.
And then I bugged you every day to come to the next show and the next show after that.
And I was like, sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah, I can't blame you. All right, but however, it's a great show. But in LA, it's a great show.
I even told my friends in my hometown that they had to check you out.
No, that's sweet of you guys. I really appreciate it. Now, the least favorite venue you've performed at?
I don't think there's, you know what? It's not really about venues. It's just about sometimes we have sound. Like when we didn't have a PA, we would have to work with other people's PA and other people.
Yeah, we can adapt to any space, really, now that we have all of our own stuff. But any weird shows that we've had in the past, it really had little to do with the venue and more with, you know, just the equipment. So now that we have all that under wraps, we can play your garage, your living room,
we once played a show where their microphone smelled like pee, and it was very, I was so distraught.
It's called rock and roll. No, considering your point at a radio station, I mean, how did this compare amongst your many shows you've
done? Honestly, it was a little awkward at first, but then very, very fun once I drank a little more milk.
So it was the milk?
No, it's you, Adam.
It's Adamo. It's Adamo. Studio.
It's Mindy.
You guys were very, I don't know, maybe it was just because I'm like 2 feet away from you guys. And I got this concert, but it felt pretty epic in the history of your band.
Thank you. It felt good.
It's definitely a milestone. Too. It's a milestone.
It felt good. Yeah. It felt good, for sure.
Could have been a lot worse. I've seen bands play at venues such as Vlad's. Nothing's wrong with Vlad's. I love Vlad's, but I've seen venues play. I just named Vlad's because it kind of has that like garage feel and a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard the sound that was just all over the place. It wasn't as precise or as clear as this. And this is not set up for music. So it made me think twice about having more bands come in here on my program.
You should.
Yeah, so you guys kicked it off. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us.
No, absolutely. Anytime.
It was meant to be because we found parking right in front.
Right in front. Downtown.
You're the last meter. First it's, it's because of the beer. And then it's because we found parking.
No, we were meant to be. Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. Trust me. Amazing to have you. So let me ask you a few more questions before we go out in style.
Okay.
So has your music evolved since the beginning? And how has it evolved?
Yes, it's evolved. In the beginning, it was just me and a computer it wasn't even a computer. It was me and a tape deck with a tape that had all the computer stuff recorded on it, that's how it was. It was me and a tape deck in the very beginning. And then Peach Snapple joined. And then Daniel Slim Pickens joined.
No, not while she was in the band. She quit and then I joined. And then she came back.
And then she came back. And then she got married to Rami.
Yay, they're so cute.
They're so cute, but they had to leave. And now it's Daniel and I. But it has evolved. Yes. But also the sound, too, has evolved. I eventually let go of the tape deck and just kind of, we got a lot cleaner, I think. It used to be a lot more theatrical too in the very beginning. It was a lot of like little shows in between, little acting skits and
stuff. There was that's I remember when the first time I saw Mod Pods before I was in Mod Pods, there was that We Miss You Rick Moranis sketch. Do you remember that?
Yes. I used to have a song on a tape cassette. It was called Knocking on Rick Moranis' Door, and to the tune of Knocking on Heaven's Door. And we would play it while we held up a sign that said, "We miss you, Rick Moranis." And because of that, we actually started this like pretty well-sized rumor that Rick Moranis was dead.
Oh, no. Which he is not. He's not saying that.
Rick Moranis is a legend from Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, my God. I love Rick Moranis.
Yeah, that was a classic. Love that. Yeah, he's great.
I agree.
Actually, what happened to Rick Moranis?
Exactly.
That's what the song is?
I think he just gave up acting and lives in a farm now or something. Hence why we miss him, though.
Now, you never told us about your voice. We keep getting
calls. What do you want to...
Theater.
I mean, theater. Just theater got you the singing voice.
The theater school that we went to is a 3-year acting program, and the only class that you have every semester, all 3 years, is like a vocal development class. And that probably has a lot to do with it.
What theater school was that?
It was this little theater conservatory in the middle of LACC. But it had nothing to really do with LACC. It was just this little building in LACC. And the voice teacher, her name was Jennifer Roundtree. And she honestly, I don't think I could say it enough how much she changed my life.
So is music your guys' first passion?
I think it has always been my number one love affair. But
yeah, mine too.
I had to... In order for me to feel comfortable with it, I had to go through, the theater school and to kind of gain the confidence to be like, you know what? I can make music. I can do it. Fuck it. I'm going to fucking make music. Because that's what I've always wanted to do, but I didn't know how to make music. I didn't know how to play any instruments. So acting was kind of like, it's performing. You get in front of people. But it's never been as satisfying as singing your own stuff and being yourself and not memorizing stuff and pretending to be someone else.
Mm. Very beautiful. Where so where are you guys from originally?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles.
Whoop, whoop. I'm from Palm Springs, California, born and raised.
Mm. Well, Palm Springs.
That doesn't mean I'm rich, though, okay?
Yeah, it does.
Every time I tell people I'm from Palm Springs, they assume I have a mansion, but that's not the case. My mom cleans mansions.
I like staying at those little like dive hotels. Not the trendy dive hotels, but the little dive hotels on like that hotel strip.
In Palm Springs?
Best.
The old ones.
There was it the sun? Something with a sun captivated my mind recently. I was there.
Yeah, those old hotels.
Desert sun.
Old Hollywood.
Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah. And the pool's there, yeah?
Mountain
right behind
it's
you.
It's very beautiful, but I left when I was 18 and I've never looked back.
So my last question, you guys, before we just jam. What's the ultimate direction of your band?
If we could play like once a week forever and ever, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
And like make records just, and put them out.
Yeah.
But somebody else is making the records. I hate recording.
And us, for sure. Playing places that isn't our places. Yeah.
Not playing our own galleries.
And playing in front of people that are more than just our friends, for sure.
As long as we can keep on writing music and recording it and performing,
we're happy. Totally.
Satisfied.
Totally.
Well, you guys have a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So do you, Adamo.
So do you. Oh, we're going to jam. We're going to all put each other on the spot. Yeah. We have 3 minutes left.
Okay.
So that was the Mod Pods, and they'll be at Casey's Irish Pub this Saturday night in downtown at 10 p.m. Free show. Check them out. If you don't check them out, well, don't listen to this show because they're great. And this has been a special edition of the show. We're going to go out with a little rhythm right here. I've been inspired to jam, to start off the song that I started the episode with, which was my song, All I Want is a Vegan Woman. Considering we have musical talent in front of me, we're going to take that to the next level now. We're going to close our eyes and we're going to jam like a bunch of hippies on Venice Beach.
As someone who may or may not be a vegan woman, yeah. I'm a little offended by what you just said.
All right. Well, that will make a great segue in the song as the bridge. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. On the count. Ready? This is a cappella. Ready? Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody sing with me. All I want is a vegan woman. All I want is a vegan woman.
Mindy, sing with us. Mindy, come on.
All I want is a vegan woman. All I want is a vegan woman.
I'm going to take it away and then we're going to pass the energy. I want a vegan woman. I want a vegan woman so she could sit on my lap and I could break her. Vegan woman, cupcakes, vegan cupcakes. Go. I want a vegan woman. Boom. Take it away.
Take it. Who?
All right. Roots. Hit me. All right. Let's try that again from the top.
What are we doing?
We're just jamming, man. Play your keyboard. Let's just jam. Seriously, we got to get this on a musical vibration. I know I'm capable of it. I want a vegan woman. I want a vegan woman to sit on my face. I want a vegan woman to change the human race. And I'm with the Mod Pods jamming. What an honor. I do a kid show so I can get exposure. I want a vegan woman so I can break her bones when I eat meat off of her body. Yo, I want a vegan woman. Yo, Roots, hit me.
And I don't eat meat because, I like meat. Like,
yo, Slits, hit me.
I am not a vegan woman at all. I eat lots of meat. Meat all day. I'm eating meat right now off my chest because I am not a vegan woman at all.
Daniel.
I'm only a partial vegan, really. I'm vegetarian full time, but I mostly eat veggies.
Now, everybody. All I want is a vegan woman. All I want is a vegan woman. I want a vegan woman. I want a vegan woman. Woo! All right.
Wow.
Well, that was pretty great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mindy.
On the
that
Animal
just made
podcast.
My ears sweat more.
And of course, I just want to let you guys know that next week we'll be back right here at Skid Row Studios at 8 p.m. You're either listening to this show at 1 a.m., tucked into your covers watching Breaking Bad, or you're out partying listening to me on your iPhone. However, this has been the Adamo Podcast. Thanks for listening. And of course, once again, let's thank our musical guest, the Mod Pods. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adamo. Thank you, Mindy.
Casey's Downtown Pub. Casey's Downtown. Saturday night.
10 p.m.
Thank you, Mindy. You're the best.
Oh, peace. Cool. See you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you. When does the new... Oh, my God. My ears...